Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon calling for an investigation into an airstrike on a school in Syria that killed nearly 30 people, most of them children. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says warplanes carried out 6 strikes on a village in rebel-held Idlib and hit a school complex. Both the observatory and the U.S. have said that either the Syrian or Russian governments were responsible for the attacks. Meantime, Russia's ambassador to the United Nations says he's unconvinced by a report linking the Syrian government to the use of chemical weapons in at least 3 instances. Vitaly Churkin says the report lacks sufficient testimony, material proof, and was full of contradictions, yet he offered a reserved level of praise for the investigators.
They were given an extremely difficult task to investigate things which happened 2 years ago without even visiting the sites which were involved. They did their best, I suppose.
An inspection team under the joint auspices of the UN and the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons issued the report on the incidents. United States, the UK, and France want the UN Security Council to impose sanctions on the Syrian government for using chemical weapons. Ethiopian troops have been fighting Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia, have vacated a series of military bases, sparking fears of a militant resurgence and a possible setback for African Union efforts to stabilize Somalia. Troop withdrawals come at a vulnerable time, as the government is organizing elections throughout November and the UN mission in Somalia on the defensive because of a string of Al-Shabaab attacks on military bases. This is VOA News. The mayor of a town in the Philippines, who had been publicly named by President Rodrigo Duterte as being involved in the illegal drug trade, was gunned down along with 9 others by police in a gunfight today. Police and vigilantes have killed at least 3,600 people for drug use and drug sales since Duterte took office in June. Former U.S. First Lady running for president, Democrat Hillary Clinton, shared the campaign stage for the first time with the current First Lady, Michelle Obama, during a campaign stop in the U.S. state of North Carolina. Mrs. Obama spoke to Clinton supporters about Clinton's qualifications to be president.
She has more experience and exposure to the presidency than any candidate in our lifetime. Yes, more than Barack, more than Bill. So she is absolutely ready to be commander-in-chief on day one. And yes, she happens to be a woman.
An average of polls taken in North Carolina give Clinton a 3-point lead over Republican Donald Trump, with one of those surveys conducted by Remington Research giving Trump a 3-point advantage. The election will be November 8th. Oil prices have started rising again after 2 years of bouncing up and down. VOA's Jim Randall has our report.
Drivers paid lower prices for gasoline during the past couple of years because a global glut of oil outstripped demand for energy. The surplus grew in part from a surge in U.S. crude output driven by expanded shale oil operations called fracking. The U.S. Energy Information Agency's Hannah Brule says prices are headed upward as the oil surplus diminishes.
Global supply has far exceeded global consumption, so we've seen massive inventory builds, and we've seen lower prices as a result.
In the meantime, members of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries and some non-OPEC members like Russia have worked out a deal to limit production. News of the deal boosted oil prices to around $50 a barrel. Oil previously fell from $100 to less than $30. Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.
Korean automakers Hyundai and Kia reached a settlement with 33 U.S. states and Washington, D.C. on charges that inflated the fuel economy numbers for 2011 to 2013 models, company paying a $41.2 million fine. Hyundai and Kia have already paid out $300 million to the U.S. government and compensated some car owners. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.